Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. Think popping a cold one on a hot summer day aboard a boat won't affect you the same as if you were behind the wheel of a car? Think again.
Alcohol has three times the effect on water that it does on dry ground.
Boating safety educator Jack Dias says combining alcohol with the movement of a boat on water and the flickering light on the water's surface makes for a potentially dangerous combination.
Because there's a constant motion that most of us are not accustomed to on a normal basis. Any of these changes to our environment or our microenvironment, when we add alcohol to it, it's going to have a greater effect. I think anyone with reasonable intelligence that gives any serious thought to the subject understands that boating and drinking is dangerous.
Operating a boat while intoxicated could result in a fine of up to $2,000 and up to 180 days in jail. A second conviction and the fine goes up to $4,000 and up to a year in jail, while a third-time offender gets hit with a fine of up to $10,000 and up to 10 years in jail. Coming up on tomorrow's show...
Everyone on the water needs to obey the boating laws. And the only way to know the law, of course, is to take a boater education class.
That's our show for today with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program, working to increase fishing and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.